Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We're coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we would like to thank our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Folks, it's been a terrific week for baseball in Sioux City. Want to tip my cap to Corey Westra, Mike Skaggs, Jay Wright, for their work in organizing and bringing the 3A and 4A Iowa State baseball tournament to Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field, the home of the Sioux City Explorers. Shout out to owner John Roost and GM Tom Backemeyer for their hard work. The ground crew did an outstanding job over the course of the last several days. Outstanding baseball. Congratulations to state qualifiers, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Sioux City East, and Bishop Helan. Tremendous seasons for all of them and a great tournament. First time we've ever had a state-contested, sanctioned championship in the Sioux City Metro. So kudos to all involved. Folks, we're going to shift gears rather abruptly. We're going to visit today with someone who has been a guest on this program, but it's been several years. We're going to welcome J.R. Smith of Royal Canin. J.R., welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me back. Back to the baseball. It's been amazing to see that this week through the heat, through all the sort of climate, to see that come to life here. And Siouxland was amazing to watch. I watched one game, but just the pride and having that game here means a lot to the community.
Well, there are an awful lot of people that we owe a debt of gratitude for making that happen and doing such a nice job. And hopefully we'll have another opportunity in the future because we certainly did it right. And it certainly helped to have a couple of local teams participating. That definitely impacted the numbers sure. of people in the seats. But we're proud to have had that at home, and we're mm-hmm. grateful to all of the individual volunteers, the corporate sponsors. As I've always said, this community comes together in a big way, and they did so once again. And JR, we're gonna get to know you a little bit over the first half of this program, and in the second half, we're gonna get to know your company. Mm-hmm. But before we go any further, you lead the Royal Canin team here in Siouxland, located in North Sioux City.
Yes.
But what is your exact title?
So my exact title is a site director. So that means I'm responsible for the facility out there on Derby Lane. And Royal Canin U.S. is a part of Mars Incorporated. So Mars Incorporated is the third largest privately owned company in the world. And for their factories, Royal Canin factories, we have 16 globally. The one in North Sioux City is the largest. So we have close to 400 associates full-time that work there. All of our other facilities globally have anywhere from 150 to 120 associates.
You know, this is interesting because I usually begin these programs by getting a deep biographical background on the guest. But I like the way we're starting today because I think Royal Canin is still a bit of a mystery in this community. Right up to the point where most people struggle with how we pronounce
yes.
Canin.
Canin, yeah.
Some people say canine. Some people say canon, but it's French, and
yes.
it's actually Royal Canin.
Royal Canin. If you're in France, we're actually, our headquarters is located in the south of France in Montpellier. It's Royal Canin. So a little bit of a history. So 1968, veterinarian Dr. Jean Cattery founded Royal Canin by mistake. He was working with his own dog, which was a German Shepherd, through an eczema problem. So started losing hair, started itching. So if you think about German Shepherds, they have multiple layers of fur. So Jean Cattery was working at home, actually in his garage, and he was putting ingredients together. And he kind of created what I would say is a runny oatmeal, or what we call yellow soup today. Kind of a yellowish soup. And he actually started giving it to his dog with nutritions, with vitamins, trying to go after the eczema problem, which is very common for German Shepherd. It started working. So then back in his own veterinarian practice, he had the idea, well, I've got like six clients that have German Shepherds. I'm going to make this up and this recipe and start giving it to some of my clients as an organic alternative. It started working. So, very entrepreneurial of him, he ended up buying some equipment, oddly enough, from the U.S., brought it to the south of France and started dumping the soup into this machine. It started making like a hardened dry kibble that he could put into bags because it wasn't shelf stable, the original formula. 3 years later, this stuff started growing, this product, and he sold it. What would now become Royal Canin. Now we offer over 300 breed-specific formulas for dogs and cats. Of those, most are therapeutic. So things for kidney infections, things for urinary tract infections. So we offer therapeutic-specific diets that help eliminate ailments. And then our other part of our portfolio is breed-specific, so for dogs and cats. So it's a beautiful story. I think a little bit of origin story for me. I'm originally from Ohio, and I'm married, and I have three kids. All my kids go to Dakota Valley, so we're in the area. We're Siouxland proud for sure. We moved here about 5 years ago, and my mission with the company was to come and start and build a brand new factory and move over the long-term associates that were in the existing building that was built in 1984. And eventually demolish that building and basically become one plant. The key early challenge for us was in 2020, COVID hit. So just like a lot of manufacturing businesses in Siouxland, as I was meeting others in the area, hiring was a challenge. My challenge was I needed to hire 300 people in 18 months. We did it. We were able to hire 300 people in 18 months. We got our staff up to 450. In a very trying time. So we started that in the beginning of 2021, and we were fully staffed by the end of 2022. So through that, I really got to leverage, you know, the Siouxland Chamber, my business connections, met, you know, four or five times with then Governor Noem to start talking about some of the challenges of hiring, how the state could help, developed a really good relationship with Andrew Nilgis over there. We started talking about affordable housing. For us at that time, the challenge was 95% of my workforce lives in Iowa, works in South Dakota. I said, you know, it'd be really nice if we could think of some ways that, so the partnerships, back to your point, when we do things in Siouxland, it's amazing because people really help. Our journey was supported immensely, not just through local government, but by state government. So we hosted three or four different visits from Governor Noem at that time as we were ramping up. And I thought those connections were beneficial. So we can talk about that later, but I think where we're sitting now, my family and I, we really love the area. We've made some really good friends, and my kids are really adapting and enjoying different sports. They're all in different sports, from volleyball, softball, football, basketball. So it's a sports town, and we love it. We've been really loving it here so far.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning is J.R. Smith, who serves as the site director for Royal Canin. Many of you know that they are a very large producer of pet food right here in the Siouxland Metro. They have a large plant over in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Again, we'll talk extensively about the company and their impact in the second half of the program. But JR, before we get there, you mentioned your wife and kids. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so my wife, Maria, she actually works for our parent company, Mars Pet Care Nutrition, and she's a formulator scientist. So she helps create a lot of the science behind the formulas, and she's been with our business for about 15 years. And I have two sons and a daughter, all under the age of 14, and all Panthers, and they keep us very busy. So when she's not creating the science or with the products and I'm out at the factory, we're usually at a ball field somewhere, Riverside, you know, we're here in Sioux City a lot. We've traveled all sorts over places for tournaments. And so for us, that's where my wife and I put a lot of energy, is just in family.
Tell me about your personal journey to North Sioux City, yeah, and Dakota Dunes. Where did you grow up? You said Ohio.
So I grew up just south of Columbus, Ohio, about an hour south, and basically played sports there myself, played football through high school, and was a scholarship athlete in football in the state of West Virginia. So I played there for 5 years. And basically, out of college, came back home and started looking for jobs in business and got into manufacturing. It reminded me of a team environment, being a captain, being a team lead. So I really got into the people-first concept of winning, but in a different way, through creating profit for the business. So I worked locally for about 5 years. I found Mars about 15 years ago. and started working in a division in Mars in Missouri. That took me to Texas, took me back to Oklahoma, eventually took us to Nashville, and then now to South Dakota. So I've had six different assignments in those 15 years across the country.
I would have guessed you're a basketball player.
Well, I played basketball, but I also played football too.
You're 6 foot eight.
6 foot eight.
I'm going to guess you're a defensive end.
A defensive end, and I was a left tackle for a while.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense for a guy your size.
Yes, left tackle. We were always out kind of on an island, and got to have a good anchor. I wear a size 17 shoe, so when you think about kick-stepping and defending that defensive end, I always had a good foundation.
And Ohio is a football state.
It's a football state for sure. Coming here, I can see that same sort of in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. It's in the blood here as well, but yeah, Ohio for sure.
Ohio is it's a religion there.
100%.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest this morning is the site director at Royal Canin, J.R. Smith. We'll be back with J.R. after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and Siouxland Initiative serving as your host today. And we're so pleased to be joined by the site director at Royal Canin, Mr. J.R. Smith. J.R., originally from Ohio, went to college in West Virginia where he was a scholarship football player, played defensive end. And if you were with us today, you'd see that J.R. is a big man at 6 foot eight. Reminds me of my friend Tom Betts. My classmate from grade school and high school at Helan, and Tom went on to be a basketball standout at Morningside and coach Helan to three state championship teams. I also want to give a shout-out to the Bishop Helan class of 1985, celebrating their 40th high school reunion this weekend. And J.R., I'm going to have to get you together with my friend Tom Betts. But,
be a good photo.
You guys, a couple of giant bookends. We're so excited to have you joining the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Not only are you leading an organization with 400 associates, massive responsibility, married, three children, so an awful lot going on, but you've agreed to volunteer to share some of your limited time with the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber and help guide this organization and help enhance our Siouxland Tri-State community. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invite. Excited to learn, too. I think leadership's all about a learning journey, so I'm excited to learn from other leaders.
Well, and we're excited to have you networking with other, what we call head of firm in the Tri-State region. We have a very diverse board of directors representing all three states, lots of geography, and lots of different businesses. For-profit, not-for-profit, big business, small business. And we try and have a lot of diversity in the industries represented on the board as well. But we're excited to welcome you at the beginning of the new fiscal year. But this morning we want to focus on Royal Canin and their parent organization, Mars.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that the same company that makes pet food right here in our community is also responsible for wonderful products that we all take for granted.
Snickers, Starburst, so
M&M's.
M&M's, that's one of my favorites. So yeah, thanks, Chris. So yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the parent company. So Mars Incorporated is a family-run business, really started back in the late 1920s in Tacoma, Washington. And you basically had a husband and wife, Frank and Ethel, making chocolate to sell out of their home. Years later, 5-10 years later, that led to our first factory in Chicago, and a chocolate empire was really born. When you get to the late 1950s, and the Mars family said, you know, we've got a major passion for pets. Let's get into pet food. So at that time in the United States, there was very uncompetitive landscape. So fast forward 20, 30 years later, there were some small investments being made across the U.S. into dry pet food, into bags, into wet pet food. Fast forward in 2002, Mars Pet Nutrition globally purchased Royal Canin because at that time, Mars was making iconic brands like Whiskas, Pedigree, and they wanted to get into this sort of higher end breed specific. So if you think about breed specific, you think about Hill Science Diet, Nestle, or Purina, They make pet food for large, medium, and small dogs. We're making pet food for English Bulldog, German Shepherd. The whole idea is we're having vitamins and minerals specific for that breed to offset any health elements as that breed ages. So our philosophy is feed the right diet, preventatively prevent medicine that you're going to have to spend the money on at a veterinarian as that pet ages. We can offset those risks. And what I really like about Mars and Rural Canaan is our culture. So if I think about the history of Mars, it's very associate first. So we don't have employees, we have associates. And it's family owned, so we're not really publicly traded, so we're not beholden to stakeholders.
Nor are you beholden to quarterly returns.
There you go.
Wall Street drives short-term decisions with quarterly numbers. 100%. And if you don't have that problem, you can focus on the long term.
That's exactly right. And for us, now I think about the long term, it's sustainability. So we're thinking about being healthy and reducing carbon and really focused on this. But the history of the company was found on what we call the five principles. So quality, efficiency, mutuality, freedom, and responsibility. So core to the family that was there, you know, in the 1930s, it's still in the family today. As I meet with different family members, we're still talking about how do we still stay true to those principles. And that's things like, you know, think about mutuality. So if you and I, Chris, can't get to an agreement that it's both a shared benefit, then we need to back up. Because if it's benefits only you as my boss, for instance, or me, then that's not going to sustain. It's just a short-term win for one party. But if we can get to a mutual agreement, it's going to take time. We think that agreement will endure. And that really makes everyone level set within the organization. I think also, too, the culture that I've been really trying to build and drive from the principals here in North Sioux City really exemplifies that. So day one, as associates come in, I meet with them, have lunch, get to know them, where they come from, what's their background, where they worked before joining us. And I always tell them the same thing. If you have an idea, let us know. And that blows a lot of our new associates away. They're like, I'm just getting here and you're looking for an idea. But I really am, because we call it a fresh set of eyes. When you're coming into a new role, you have energy, you have new ideas, and you have a little bit of passion. As you get into a role, some of that can wane off and you start realizing, oh, this isn't as easy as I thought. So those early days, 3 to 6 months, we really try to capture those ideas and it helps empower. And I think it goes back to the, you know, speaks a little bit to our reaction, myself and my leadership team during last year's flood. Obviously devastating in our area. We had stopped the factory that Sunday night, and as Governor Noem came on and talked about the levee. And so evacuating the factory on Sunday night, I talked to the leadership team. I said, guys, let's do a 7 a.m. Monday call. And I said, really quick, after 7 a.m. on Monday, we had the call. I said, I need to really have you guys call all 400 of our associates within the next 2 hours. So I kind of divided up names per leadership team. I have just under 10. So they came back to me within 2 hours and said, hey, we've got at least 17 associates impacted, whether it's water on their property, water in their basement. Unfortunately, one lady completely lost her house. Of those 17, 8 really just needed a place to stay. And so that's the decision I made, was to get them in hotels. We took a lot of folks to, you know, to Hy-Vee, Walmart, other places to buy basic necessities. And so I continued to keep the factory down and make contact with those folks every 4 hours. But then on Wednesday of that week, I made a bit different decision. Not to start the factory up, but I wanted to go buy some supplies like diesel, generators, sump pumps, boots, gloves, squeegees, and I wanted myself to go to their home. So I told my leadership team, hey, this isn't a company sort of sponsored event here. You can come with me or not, but I think we need to help more than just call and say, are you all right? I want to show up and do the work. Happy to report my leadership team was all in on that idea. Like, my gosh, that's what we've built this team on, so let's do it. So that's what we did. We went out, got the bomb guards, bought some supplies, and for the next 3 days, we pumped water out of basements, ripped drywall out. We helped people get the belongings up to the garage. We got them fast forwarded as much as a month or 2 months ahead and made an impact on their life. So by the end of that week, when I decided to start the factory back up, happy to report 100% of our associates show back up to work. And probably the number one thing they told me was a lot of their spouses work in and around Siouxland and some in manufacturing. They said, you know, I was amazed because, you know, my husband worked at this particular company for 20 years, never got a call. But yet 3 days after this, I see the site director showing up with boots on, pumping the water out of my basement. And she told me that's why I love this place. So for me, I think leadership in action carries more weight than leadership in words. And so for that, I'm very proud. I think that exemplifies the leadership of the site with myself and the team, but also the leadership of our associates, because they showed up ready to work and ready to produce the world's best pet food. So I wanted to share that a little bit, because words are one thing, but actions and examples really help bring that to life.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, J.R. Smith, the site director at Royal Canin in North Sioux City. And J.R., in the final 2 minutes that we have together this morning, I think that that culture has put you in an enviable position as a fully staffed organization with a waiting list for potential associates that would like to join your company, your organization.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. So if I think about the future, you've got to have stable talent. You've got to have low turnover, or what we call high retention. In a post-COVID manufacturing environment in the U.S., the average turnover is 30%, 3 out of 10. Right now, in North Sioux City, we're at 12. That's over the last year, and we're under 5% year to date.
That's fantastic, and that's something that you and your leadership team have to be enormously proud of.
Yes, we are, and that speaks to the future now that we can continue to build at the facility. As people train, they develop and go into different roles because we have a stable workforce.
JR, we're going to have to do this again because we didn't get a chance to even talk about the enormous capital investment that your company has made in this community in the last couple of years, but it's in excess of $100 million.
Absolutely, yeah. So our last investment, Chris, was just about $200 million in two different additional production lines. Total investment is $465 million there on Derby Lane.
There it is, folks. Almost a half a billion dollars invested right here in Siouxland by Royal Canin. Please pass our regards on to your team.
Will do.
Thank the Mars leadership for their investment and their confidence in our community.
Absolutely.
And thank you personally for agreeing to serve on our board of directors. We're excited to have you joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. I'm your host, Chris McGowan. Our guest today has been J.R. Smith, the site director at Royal Canin. After a tremendous week of baseball in Siouxland, make it a terrific weekend. We'll be back with more next Saturday morning.